Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now here it is, friends. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies of the mainstream media. Got to give you this information every day, friends, because I'm telling you what, I get inundated with emails, texts, Facebook contacts, other social media platform contacts, and phone calls to the office all day long, okay? So I have to reiterate this for your own good, or at least in the case of those that are not paying attention, that are now paying attention, or if you're a new listener, welcome to the club. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe, go ahead and look at the right side of the page. You will find social media platforms right there. Social media platforms on the right side, and you go ahead and join us on those platforms. Go ahead and join us on live chat, if you would. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, or right up on the front page there. And when you go over there, friends, go ahead, do the same thing. Just go ahead and click onto it. Join us on social media platforms right there. If you'd like to call in, you can do that as well. So, that is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. One more thing. If you want to book us, now is the time to book us. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That is a resource for everything that we are. And if you check us out, friends, you can find out from others as to who we are and what it is that we bring when we bring it. And hopefully 1 Corinthians 4:20 comes into play. We're not to find our faith in the Word of God, but the power of God in demonstration. 1 Corinthians 2:5, I'm thinking of the same thing as 1 Corinthians 4:20, Hebrews 2:4, the list goes on. Check out those scripture references in line as to what I'm sharing with you even now. But again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, referrals, where we've been, what we've done. Again, we're showing you the fruit in our basket. We're not talking about what we haven't done. We're talking about what we have done and what we're doing today. Again, if you want a book, now's the time, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because, truly, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, folks, we follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Article 4, Section 4. Also put that up against the Torah, the Pentateuch, the Decalogue, God's moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, go over to Romans 13. And again, you get the point. I just want to back up everything we do here with Scripture and the U.S. Constitution. And so I have done that. Now, what I want to do is I want to hit some issues before we get over to me introducing you to somebody. And I believe that you're going to be glad that I did. Now, I'm not over-exaggerating who I want to introduce you to. I'm just here to tell you, friends, what I see consistently and continuously while I'm on the road for 23 years, outside of doing high school assemblies where I was the main speaker in 364 schools and colleges and prisons, adults, youth, the list goes on. It doesn't matter. I was always the main speaker. But once I started to get out there nationally outside of the schools and what we usually did, the normal or out of the norm concerning the things that we did do, we started getting out into a different circuit. It was called the conservative circuit, you know, where they had the tea parties and the churches were a part of those as well. But I noticed that it was the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, that were leading the way when, in fact, it should have been the church leading the way. If you look at the history of the Black Robe Regiment, you'll understand our forefathers. You'll understand again. But what I noticed time and time again, it was the women that were leading the way. Now, I got to tell you what, I've seen a lot of them, and I praise God for every one of them. They're like a bunch of attack dogs. They bite on and they don't let go, man. We need more women like that. But again, where are the men? Okay. Now, aside of that, and if you're in the fight, you're not mad at me, you understand what I'm saying, and you probably see the same things that I see. But the fact of the matter is I see women doing this stuff, and this is one that this one is as rare as hen's teeth. Okay, let's put it this way. This is the diamond in the rough, and I'm going to introduce you to her, and I'm just going to show you the fruit of what I see. If you know who she is and you're bent out of shape of something you don't like about her, I don't care about none of that stuff. People say stuff about me all day long. That's not true. I get it. But here is the thing. I'm going to introduce you to her. She's an attorney. She is bringing it like I've never seen a woman bring it before. She's not beating around the issues. She's going right for the throat. She's not wounding what she can't kill. Friends, I'm telling you what, there is courage here. There is boldness here. There's bravery here. There's valor here. And I'm going to take the time today to introduce you to her. I've tried reaching out to her a couple times, and I'm sure I'll be talking with her sooner or later. But there's some stuff online right now that's been sent over to me. I think it's good enough. Folks, even if we had her live, that's okay. We totally appreciate that. That's really cool. But what I'm going to bring today, friends, is second to none, and I've got the audio and I've got the video, which will suffice answering the questions that you may have. Now, I know I'm putting a lot of salt on your tongue, but just hold on with me, okay? Before we get to that, me introducing you to someone that you're going to be glad that I did introduce you to, I want to get over to some of the things that you may not have seen. And I'm going to highlight a couple of these. These are brand new. We have a 30-year-old actress dead after COVID shot. I heard during the propaganda outlets, news outlet, their media outsource. Folks, it's propaganda. I don't care where you're getting it from. If it's coming from the mainstream media, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, and it's propaganda, period. And again, if you consider the source, Ephesians 4:14, you'll understand. But we heard about how there's just a handful of people that have died off from the Johnson & Johnson. Did anybody catch that? That's a blatant lie. It's a blatant lie. And it's interesting how they're not covering the deaths, the death tolls concerning the people that have died from Pfizer, from Moderna. Nope, none of that. Just Johnson & Johnson's in scope right now. That's in the crosshairs right now. But look at this one right here, friends. If you can see on social media platforms, 30-year-old actress dead after COVID shot. Her name is Ashley Taylor Greene. Or, I'm sorry, Garen, forgive me. Did you hear about that through the mainstream media? I bet you didn't. I got a couple more I want to cover, again, because you're being lied to by the mainstream media through omission. And again, friends, I probably shouldn't have to bring this information to you today, but I do because big tech companies are too busy censoring the truth of the matter, and I want to make sure that you get the truth, regardless if they omit it or not. I'm going to tell you the truth and shame them for the devils that they are. Cool? John 8:44, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Let's stick to the topic. Just giving you some more information today, friends, that the mainstream media omits, censors, throttles, whatever you want to call it, friends. And the fact of the matter is we all know what they're doing is illegal. The American people are the strength of the U.S. Constitution. You are the law under God. We need to deal with it, and many are. We need more. Friends, their cruelties are swelling our ranks, Exodus 1:12. And the fact of the matter is we need to stand up against what's going on. And by the end of the show today, I can almost promise you, you are going to be so inspired to do just that. Because if a woman can do it, so can you. Now, look at this. We have this. Again, we didn't hear the cause of death, but 30-year-old actress Ashley Taylor Guerin dies after COVID shot. How come we didn't hear anything about this from the mainstream media? Okay? Some of the stuff, if you're on social media platforms, you can see some of more stories that are going on, again, that are being omitted through the mainstream media. But you're being lied to, friends, about how it's just a handful or a rare occasion of someone dying from these vaccinations. Not true at all. Completely, friends, complete lies. Again, everything that you're hearing from the mainstream media is nothing but propaganda every step of the way. And if they tell you the truth, they blurt it out in their confusion. Rest assured, put that up against Daniel 9:7. We also have another one. Brain injuries and deaths continue to follow J&J COVID injections. Isn't that interesting? I highlighted this about a week ago. Rapper DMX, what you weren't told is he's dead after COVID shot. Okay, he died after the COVID shot. Same thing with a famous boxer, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. If you remember that guy from the 80s, he was second to none. We're also getting information that Larry King recently took his shot, and a couple days later, he was dead too. And, of course, the mainstream media is not going to tell you that because they could care less. Okay? It's about the agenda. It's about making money. It's about depopulation right now, and you can rest assured that's exactly what it's about. Also on health impact news, by the way, we have another young mother dead following Pfizer COVID shots, Rachel McKinney. How come we didn't hear a word about her, friends? Okay, so I think you're getting the point that there's a whole lot of stuff going on out there that the mainstream media is covering up. And as I've said for years on radio, the mainstream media has a long history of covering for conspirators. And it's exactly what we're seeing here today, friends. Another one, 21-year-old university student dead 24 hours after Johnson & Johnson COVID shot, huh? Rare. Rare, they said. Really? Wow, that's pretty crazy. How about this one? Healthy 43-year-old father of seven suffers stroke and is paralyzed after Johnson & Johnson COVID shot. Hear anything about that one, friends? Absolutely not. I could do a whole show on this just now. This is all brand new information. 20-year-old Scottish man dead 12 hours after being injected with what? The experimental Pfizer mRNA COVID jab. Did you hear anything about that, friends? Absolutely not. Have you heard the statistics in Europe and in the UK and other countries concerning the deaths following the vaccinations? Absolutely not. We have another one. Brand new information. Healthy 27-year-old Chicago doctor dead 3 months following COVID shots, raising long-term safety concerns. Did you hear anything about that? Absolutely not. And as I shared with you just a week ago, friends, MSNBC legal analyst dead weeks after experimental COVID shot. Why didn't we hear about that, friends? I mean, this is insanity. This is what is happening. This is what they don't know. They don't want you to know is happening. And people today are worried about the vaccine passports. Do you see how they've been riding roughshod over the voice of the people? Folks, right to vaccine passports. Why? Because, folks, you've been getting your news and your information from the same exact people day in and day out. Anthony Fauci, right? Bill Gates, right? The WHO, right? The CDC, right? As if to suggest they're elected representatives. No, they're not. They're bureaucrats, and many of them are just straight-up tyrants, okay? But again, friends, 22-year-old Israeli girl dead after COVID shot. Brand new information. Two more teachers dead in Italy after COVID shot. Did you hear about that? Absolutely not. You didn't, friends. You better wake up as to what's going on here, friends, because there's no excuse, at least coming from those that listen to the show, as to why anybody would fall to the deceptions of cunning and ill devising men. And that's exactly what they are, friends. Again, Ephesians 4:14. I want to go over to this really quick. This is a Georgian mother, and she rips mask mandates for children. Now, listen, I just want to say for the record, from a lawful perspective, let me say it this way. I'll roll back just a little bit. From a citizen, from a patriot Christian patriot, under God, a real conservative, when I look at what I'm about to show you and what you're about to hear on audio, it's outstanding. I high-five her. Here again is a woman standing up to do what the husband should be doing, right? And to put that up against Isaiah 3, by the way. I agree with what she's saying and what she's trying to do, but she sounds more like a serf, a slave, begging from her masters to do something that they, in fact, from a lawful perspective, have no right to do in the first place. So I don't want to ruin it. I just want you to see it. And again, this is a Georgia mother rips mask mandates for children. She said, "Take these masks off, my children."
Every month I come here and I hear the same thing. Social emotional health. If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. Tonight. This is not March 2020 anymore. We have three vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now. And every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5- and 6-year-olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7- and 8-year-olds. We don't care. We're still going to force you to carry a burden that was never yours to carry. Shame on us. My 6-year-old looks at me every month before I come here. She says, are you going to tell them tonight? Tell them I don't want to wear this anymore. And I say, baby, it's not time to fight that battle yet. I try to explain that there's so many things but it's April 15th, 2021, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child.
She's got it backwards, but the
and
point
I know
is
what
made.
I'm going to be met with. But Ms. Taylor, the CDC, we did not vote for people at the CDC.
That's right. That's right.
We did elect leaders who do create policy.
No, representatives.
The five of you. We chose you to make difficult decisions for our children. We chose you to make decisions that would be in our children's best interest, enforcing 5-, 6-, 7-, 8-, and 9-year-old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest. And this has to stop. Defend our children. My 6-year-old can't come up here and say this. It has to stop. Take these off of our children.
Okay, so folks, you know what? Well-intended though she is, she's very ignorant. She's asking the government to take it off her children. Well, the bottom line is she shouldn't be making an appeal to the government to defend her her children in the first place. That's her job. Okay, it's the representative job, not leaders. I got to reiterate this: we do not have leaders in this country. Not even the president of the United States. Oh, you know, he's the world leader. No, he's not. The leader is Christ Jesus under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And looking at the supremacy clause, Article 6, Section 2, we follow the law here. God bless America, right? All states in our union start out acknowledging what in the preambles? God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? He's our leader. Christ is our leader. He's the captain of our salvation. She is like a serf begging from her master to do what God has obligated her to do for herself. She shouldn't be asking them to take them masks off her children because they've never been given delegated authority to do so in the first place. This is how chains are forged upon people. And it begins in the religion of ignorance. Again, I high-five what she just did, but she's very misguided, okay? She shouldn't be asking her representatives, her employees, to take the masks off her children. She should be looking at them, asking the question, where did you derive delegated authority, and telling them, if you don't get your act right and get back to constitutional law here, we're going to impeach you and we're going to prosecute you for your transgressions against the U.S. Constitution that you, in fact, promised and swore to uphold. But you haven't done that. So, again, I'm high-fiving her, but I'm correcting her. Okay, we're not serfs here asking our government to do the right thing. No, that's what they swore to do in the first place. They're to magnify the law against all crime, even if it is themselves. And that's where we come into play, America. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to introduce you to somebody, and you're going to be glad I did. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's first overseas trip as America's leader is scheduled for June. The White House saying Biden will visit the United Kingdom and attend the G7 summit. Then he'll go to Belgium for the NATO summit in Brussels. Protests are continuing in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, as hundreds are marching the streets demanding answers surrounding the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr. Brown Jr. was shot by police as he was running away from them when they were trying to serve him a warrant. City Council member with Elizabeth City, Darius Hart, tells Fox News he's hoping to hear some answers from the police soon.
We're out here simply asking for our local sheriff to come forward and provide us with the answers so we can sleep at night, so we'll know what happened the other day.
The sheriff's department has not yet released the body cam footage of the shooting. This is USA Radio News. Claims the door is open on negotiations over President Biden's sweeping infrastructure plan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters she envisions a vigorous period of give and take with Republicans.
The stage we're in now is we will have discussions. We'll get a full briefing. We expect those to happen through the course of the next several days. We'll review that plan. We'll ask questions at a staff level, and then the president will invite a number of those members down here to the White House.
One idea being floated out there by both House Republicans and Democrats is the idea of raising the gas tax to pay for infrastructure spending. Concern is building over a recent report the U.S. Postal Service has been monitoring social media posts, particularly from those planning protests. A surveillance program tracking social media activity described as inflammatory and shares that information with government agencies, the agency collecting information from Facebook and Parler. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Okay, so we got some brand new news before I introduce you to my friend. No, I didn't plan that. You want to call in 1-866-582-9933. Social media platforms, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. Join us on social media platforms. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want to play just a short piece of this. Because while you're being lullabied to sleep, the Bible says, awake, O sleeper, in Ephesians. And the fact of the matter is, I'll shake you awake if I have to, but I'm not going to pry your eyes open, friends, because I know that there's many of you that have your fingers on your eyeballs, and even if you did see the truth, it's like transporting you to the sun, and you wouldn't see it because, in fact, you don't want to see it, right? Period. But this just came up. Your rights are being stripped away. They are coming together right now, friends, and they are mandating things that are completely unconstitutional. I'm telling you what, right now, I will not submit to this garbage. Romans 12:21. I will not submit to any of it. They keep talking about a guy named Joe Biden, President Joe Biden. I don't know that guy. Does anybody know that guy? I don't know him neither. I know a guy by the name of Joe Biden who's committed the act of treason, who should probably be publicly hung for his crimes against the people long ago, but somehow or another he got into the people's White House through fraud, through the help of these agencies that have been created since September 11th, 2001, and these agencies that we've been, well, grown up under in believing that they're the good guys, only to find out that they're actually working for the big guys, working against the little guys, right? And what are they doing? They're doing their best to upend the U.S. Constitution. But what I want to do is I want to go over to this piece real quick. It's the coronavirus pandemic. And remember how I've been telling you, again, here we are. The Holy Ghost told us this with plenty of notice, with foreknowledge. Folks, they lost the narrative long ago. And I remember how I just shared with you yesterday, because they lost the narrative, that's why they're trying to force compliance. And this has been going on for some time here. But yesterday, After I had shared that with you, all the while waking up today and seeing what I have in front of me, it came as no surprise because there is the Lord again showing us things to come as he promised to do. And no, the Lord did not change. Man did. Okay. But here's the deal. White House makes new push to combat vaccine hesitancy as vaccinations decline 11%. Don't believe their numbers. These are the same people that give you the 49-51 polling all day long when nothing could be further from the truth. Don't listen to a thing they have to say, friends, because they're liars, they're propagandists, and they're paid to sell you out. Why are they selling you out? Because they've sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver. Luke 22:48. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play this piece by MSNBC. And yes, you're right. It doesn't get any lower than a snake's belly. That's MSNBC. But you need to listen to what they're talking about now. This is the NIH director mandating COVID vaccines. He said, will make a lot of sense in many cases. Check this out.
You're a man of faith. You have talked about
a man of faith.
Faith about vaccine hesitancy. Is that the issue, though, or is this a larger problem than maybe religious beliefs?
It's a larger problem, Chuck. Certainly, it is the case that particularly white evangelicals seem to be
white evangelicals.
Vaccines are something they want to take advantage of. That's also true of a lot of young people who think of this disease as one that doesn't really have much of a threat to them and are going about doing the usual things without much concern. And politically, we know from the polls also, this seems to split by your political party, and certainly Republican men in particular seem less likely to be interested.
See who they're zeroing in on? Their political opposition. White evangelicals, Republicans, Christians, constitutionalists, patriots. You see what they're doing?
Or not, depending on what happens in the next couple of months.
They're trying to garner leverage against you, friends. And the fact of the matter is, we have to wake up as to what's going on here, friends, okay? We're good. We're good. Okay, so we have the mandating COVID vaccine will make a lot of sense in many cases. This is coming from a man of faith. And who does he attack, friends? White evangelicals. Has nothing to do with the narrative. White evangelicals, right? Conservatives, Republicans, patriots, constitutionists. This is the new narrative, okay? And we've seen this years ago through the DHS when they came up with their 74 definitions of who a terrorist is. But in fact, Oxford's English Original Dictionary defines terrorist as government by intimidation. And what are we seeing, friends? A government working by intimidation. And they're using the mainstream media to isolate people that are not going along with the flow. And what's the problem? They don't have enough people getting vaccinated, just like I told you. You know what, friends? And I got to say this with all boldness right now, and I don't know why, but I'm going to. If people would listen to these words that the Holy Ghost drops on these shows on a daily basis, if it sounds like we don't know yet, I can tell you right now, if it sounds like I just said something like we know something that's coming up down the road, you can rest assured that's the Holy Ghost in the conversation telling you what's coming up into play. And here we are again on one of those issues. Now, friends, and I'm not going to get into this because I don't have time, but I'm just thinking about this dream that I had that I shared with you, and I'm not trying to get off on being anybody that I'm not, but I'm telling you what I get them. I know you can write them down. You can put the dates down. It's just an issue of time. It's a matter of time before it comes to pass. Now, we're on our third wave right now, and if the people don't stop it, it's going to come as a tsunami. You can mark my words. You can mark my words. And furthermore, you can mark the words of the living God. And why do I say that? Because we're told over and over and over again in Leviticus 26 that if we're not going to pay attention to him, he's going to bring his judgments seven times harder. I'm holding to the word. I'm holding to the law and the prophets. And history's going to repeat itself today because people don't want to listen. Well, guess what, friends? They're pushing the envelope, aren't they? With zero facts concerning this pandemic from beginning to the present, right? No facts whatsoever, just speculation, just a test on the people to see how far they can push the people. And they've been so encouraged by the response of the American people that they're now talking about mandating vaccinations. Well, guess what, guys? I'm not going to do it by the grace of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. I am not going along with this narrative. This guy in the People's White House right now, he is not the President of the United States of America. He's transgressing the law on a daily basis in the face of the American people, along with these bureaucracies that have been created to what? War against we, the people in this country. And I'm going to have none of it. I'm going to have absolutely none of it. I'm going to take Rosemary from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, sir. I want to speak a word of encouragement. I found out a lot this past week. I was scheduled for two different surgeries, intestinal surgery, and I was told that I was going to be going to Mercy Care Center, which is a Mercy Care hospital organization all across America, and that they did not require you to take the COVID test, that you could go in and have your surgery because the mandate, our rhino governor finally lifted the mask mandate. However, I still see that everybody's so used to it, they're still wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
But so I go in and they said, no, you don't have to have the COVID. And I'm like, okay, great. So next thing I know, 2 days ago, I get a call saying they changed their mind and you have to have the COVID test. And I said, no. I'm a warrior of Christ. I'm a child of the God Most High. No, I'm not giving into this. This ain't going to happen. You're infringing on my freedom, my constitutional right as an American to have a choice. And, they talked about it and he goes, let me call you back. They didn't call me back. So I called them back and I asked them if they wanted to hear from the ACLJ. When I decided to get a lawyer involved, they backed down right away.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up talking to a woman named Melissa, who was an administrator there in the surgery realm, and she said, I'm sorry that they did this to you, but they have absolutely no right to force
yep.
you to take the COVID test, especially
right.
now that the mandate has been lifted.
That's right.
So that's the second time. The first
can
time
I stop you right there, though, Rosemary?
Yes.
Even the first time, the governor never had the constitutional authority in doing so.
No, he sure did not.
That's
yes,
right.
He did not. And I've been fighting him for months. I've been trying to tell people who are avid followers of the government, you Christian people out there, let me tell you something. You have to make up your choice. You got to make up your mind. You can't serve two gods.
Mm-hmm.
You think, oh, I'm a Christian and I got to obey the law of the land. Not if the law of the land goes against God.
Amen.
And if you have faith in Jesus Christ, then you don't need man-made whatever it is that they want to do. You know?
Amen.
So, yeah. Yeah.
We're having church, Rosemary.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I got to tell you, I've been kicked out of just about every church because I go and they'll preach all right, and then all of a sudden they take a left. And it's like, what? I'll go to the yep. preacher. What are you doing? Well, yep. you know, we got to compromise. I'm like, no, sir. Where does it say in the word we're supposed to compromise? There's no. Well, we don't want to offend. Well, here's the deal. The reason our country is in the mess it's in right now is because, well, you know, they're homosexual and we want them into our church and we want them to hear about Jesus. Well, good. Then teach them repentance. Teach them that their way they're going is going to lead them straight to hell, and you need, well, that steps in there to hurt their feelings. Well, I'm sorry. They'll get over it.
Ooh.
But if you love these people, Christians out there, listen to me. If you love the person sitting next to you in church, then you better have a Bible study, and you better help them understand where they're going. You cannot sit at the table of God and eat supper as living in your sin. You have to repent and change. You have to.
Amen.
There's a division. I heard, oh, well, you're a hater. You're one
yep.
of them Christian haters. No, sir, I'm not a hater. Well, you're one division. You're dang straight. Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace. I came to bring war. Make
Amen.
Up your mind, people.
Amen.
I mean, come on.
Rose, where have you been? Back. Where have you been?
I've been, the Lord had pulled me back. The Lord had pulled me back, and I'm sitting on a homestead, and I write my music for the Lord, and it's warrior music. It ain't that lullaby, happy puppy cloud stuff. And you know, I'm waiting for God to give me a door to open to where I can be an advocate for truth.
I believe
Period.
That right now, for the sake of a heartbreak coming up, I want to hear from you again, ma'am. I totally appreciate
yes,
you. And there is an anointing, right. just for the record, that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10:27.
Mm-hmm.
That's all over you. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
Thank you. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, Rosemary from Arkansas is what I'm talking about. And there was an anointing all over that lady, and it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. One thing I wanted to add, too, because she said so much in such a short amount of time, it reminds me of Elijah standing on Mount Carmel saying, how long will you falter between two opinions? Either the Lord is God or he's not. And interesting that she'd bring that up. And then I started thinking about, when she was talking about it, just about how these hirelings in the pulpits today, these people have bowed to the state, friends. They've not bowed to God. They didn't bend the knee to Jesus Christ. It's going to bend sooner or later, Philippians 2. But the bottom line is they're submitted to the state, waiting for the state and the government for orders. Their marching orders are not coming from heaven. They're coming directly from the state, okay? Who works for we the people, because our rights come from God, not the state. But, you know, she's talking about how all these hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, are acting in such a fashion we don't want to offend. Well, listen, I give no offense in my ministry means that love worketh no ill. I owe you the truth. Your blood is off my hands. They've got it completely backwards. And if it's completely backwards, it tells you what spirit they're born of, and it's not the Holy Ghost. John 3:3. It also shows you that they're trying to be kind to sin rather than preaching, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay? And this is the fruit of your ways if you don't repent. They don't understand that. And why? Because they've never repented. They're do-gooders. Okay? They're not born of the Spirit of the whole, they're not born of the Holy Ghost. You know, the Bible says that when the Holy Ghost comes, John 16, starting in verse 8, he comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. All scripture, going to 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by God for what? Inspiration for doctrine, reproof for correction, for instructions in righteousness. That's a thing that's out of sight and out of mind of these hirelings, friends. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ, period. Then she started talking about Matthew 10:34, about how Jesus came to bring his sword, not peace. That's exactly right. Why? Because truth divides, period. I just want to highlight this really quick, and I got to get over to this video. I want to introduce you to someone, and I'm going to let her talk to you for the rest of the or the duration of the show. But this is the fruit of godly repentance. Listen carefully. Okay? For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, liberation from sin, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Okay? For behold the selfsame thing, that you sorrowed after a godly sort. This is godly repentance and the fruit that it brings forth. What carefulness it wrought in you. What? David said, thy word isn't hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. What clearing of yourselves. I want to walk in the countenance, the light of God's countenance. I care for nothing else but his presence. Yeah, what indignation. Indignation towards what? Towards sin that put Jesus Christ on the cross. Yeah, what fear? Fear of what? The fear of the Lord where we depart from iniquity. Proverbs 16:6. Yeah, what vehement desires. Yes, we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, and we're to preach out against sin, and everything must be brought into the subjugation of God and his gospel, period. Okay? And yeah, what zeal. Yeah, what revenge in all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. No, we've got to be nice to these people. No, you know what? All are welcome to the church. But I'll tell you what, leave as you're changed and come back as you grow, as you're renewed and regenerated by the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5. Having church right now. Rosemary started this in Arkansas, and I praise God for her. Okay? Now, for the sake of getting to the topic here, I wish I had 3 hours every day, friends. I really do. I want to get over to none other than an attorney named Leah Dundas, okay? This woman raised the roof at Health and Freedom 2021 just recently. And I was listening to this yesterday as I was driving, and I was so moved, and I was also convicted by the Holy Ghost in turning the lights on, saying, this has been your message for 23 years. It's the same message going forward. She has her plow. She's not looking back, and she's taking it to the people all over the country as well. I want you to hear her. I'll let it be self-explanatory. I don't need to introduce her in any other way than the fact that she's an attorney. Her name is Leah Dundas, and I'm telling you what, friends, another one that I thank God for. Here's another woman doing the stuff, as we call it, in ministry.
It's not something you buy. It is something you earn every minute of the day, especially this year. Okay, year, because we have a lot going on, and if you don't know what it's like to live in a blue state or a blue town, let me tell you, this week in Orange County, California, the cattle cars of yesteryear, the cattle cars of Auschwitz came rolling into my town wanting my child to get on board, and that is not acceptable. That is completely unacceptable in any place, but especially where I live. So if you don't know what happened in Orange County, about 10 days ago, the Orange County Health Officer, a little guy by the name of Dr. Clayton Chow, got together with the superintendent of schools in our county, and they hatched a little plan. And they decided in their wisdom that they were going to take our taxpayer-funded schools and turn them in to COVID vaccination centers so they can deploy an experimental medical protocol that killed every ferret in the last animal trial that was done. Worse, they decided they were going to see if they could find a way to legally sidestep parental informed consent so that little Johnny could get bribed with a donut after recess at kindergarten and go walking back to the nurse's office and roll his sleeve up and get this experimental protocol.
Listen to what's going on.
Experience ever being the wiser. So I don't know how you feel about that, but I know exactly how I felt about that. And we only had about 24 hours notice, but we got 200 or 300 of my closest friends to come down to the next board meeting the next night, and we let them know exactly how we felt. Roll the video.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Shaw and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Al Mahars, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country, and it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study, and then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study. The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death. Okay, and he was part of the SS, and in 1943 he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet. You can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror communist death squads in the early 1900s, and those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katia. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946 when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Mahars, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote, the willful failure to obtain a subject's informed consent by imprisonment in county jail for 1 year or the imposition of a $50,000 fine or both. Through the planned insertion of experimental gene-altering protocols onto the very children, you were elected and charged with protecting. And tonight we are asking the Board of Education for an immediate letter of censure to these individuals. And if they don't resign, for an immediate notice of termination. And that letter also needs to go to the professional boards because they have no business being in these positions.
Amen.
So help me God, the people of Orange County will hold this policy to account.
And listen to the voice that the media does not want you to hear, friends. Does that sound like everybody's going with the flow? Or does that sound like the people are standing up? This is real leadership under God, by the way. This is real leadership under God. This is anointed stuff. And this is how you do it. You take it to the enemy. These people must be removed. They must be prosecuted. And she's talking about the local politicians. On a state and federal level, friends.
Thank you, guys.
Love you by what we do. We got all these articles posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well as on social media platforms. We will talk to you for 23 for 2 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard tomorrow. Don't miss Tim Brown's morning show, 6 a.m. Eastern. See ya.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.